It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's intrepid, wandering, adventurous, all over the place reporter. What's going on out there, Ruth?
Good morning. Well, it's getting a little easier to get around now with the snow melting.
I
Yes.
No, I realized when I came down off the mountain warily, as has been my wont, and I was actually able to see the left turn on Route 7 for the first time in, I don't know what, 6, 8 weeks.
Yeah, I was going to bring that one up. Yeah, you can actually see and not have to risk your life coming in and out.
Now I'm, yeah, although now I'm just swimming in mud. But do we.
And the mud, let's just say, for anyone new here, hey, you're going to find out what mud season is.
Do you live on a dirt road?
No, but
No.
my lawn is a dirt road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dirt roads
Yeah.
can get very messy this time of year.
Yeah. We're fortunate. No, we're right on the street, but my plow guy, who happens to be my son, did a job on the lawn this year, so I have. But at least we're not Sharon. Sharon has more dirt roads than any other town, and
Yeah, no.
very interesting to talk to the road crew there.
Yeah, I recall that. And I think basically they've said that it really costs a lot more to maintain those roads than the paved roads.
Yeah, I would think so.
People love their dirt roads.
Yes, don't try and pave them.
That's right. But
Or if you do, before you do, wander over across the line to Hillsdale and see what they're having to go through to try and keep some of their dirt roads. You know,
Well,
it's staggering. You know, this was always one of Marshall's, if you will, domains, and I fortunately never got too involved. But actually, Marshall, Ruth, you, Mike, you know, having to debate the finer points of, you know, all I want, it reminds me of old Christopher Robin, Winnie the Pooh, all I want's a little bit of butter for my bread. You know, all the, you know, the people who live on a dirt road wants is their dirt road, and all the town wants basically is, well, you know, it's really hard to maintain that, and we don't want to complain. Yeah, you know, so everybody's got a point, but it's just so hard to, shall we say, finesse. Moving on.
indeed. Moving on, yes.
And speaking of weather and roads, the Region 1 Board of Education is meeting. I think it's today, but I'm not quite sure. A quick meeting to adjust the calendar since that's been a big issue this year.
They
They
use
have
up their
had,
snow days already?
yeah, they've had 6 snow days. And so, in speaking with Superintendent Melanie Brady Shanley last week, she said she is going to work on adjusting the calendar. They're not going to take away any days from the spring vacation, which is coming up in April, but they are going to make some adjustments to half days and professional development days, splitting them so that they don't have to go into the fourth week of June, because at this point, that's where they're at.
That's so
And
they're not getting
also,
out until late June.
no, they're
As of
actually.
now.
She sent something around in addition, Ruth. So I think I know what I'm talking about. I'm don't you know, and that was it. They're trying to avoid that. And the high school graduation is already set
Yeah.
for pretty much its regular time. So I think that these adjustments,
Yeah,
working backwards, to the end result.
they're going to be worked into the regular calendar.
Exactly.
I think we're going to the 19th. I think that's what the calls for now. And she didn't want to go into the next week.
Right.
So that's how they're working it out. But it's been an interesting year because,
Well,
as we
and
know,
at this point, that's going to rely on the fact that we don't have any more storms, which
that is correct. Yeah.
unfortunately, we're still kind of in that surprise window.
Yeah.
Yes, we
Yeah.
are.
If
So
we get
let's.
in, if for
But
any
have.
reason school is closed for another day, then it really messes up.
Well, except that, again, we have watched over the years, and this is the time, Mike, where you say you had to go to school with the newspaper around your shoes, trudging through 8 feet of snow. This is where the old folks. But there are, there's still some wiggle room given the half days, professional development days, et cetera, that are built in there, and I think that's a reasonable, not that anyone asked me, but that would be a reasonable place to look first. And I think that there's
All right.
wiggle room.
Well,
How many?
we'll leave that to the superintendent. That's what we pay her for. And
Quick
so
question. How
what
many
else?
days usually? Just out of curiosity. Snow days,
What?
do they usually build in?
How
Okay.
many snow days do they? I don't know. I mean, you
Oh,
have to
okay.
go 180 days. That's the rule. So you have to fit that in somehow. And half days count, so.
Yeah, half days do count at a certain point. Yep.
Yeah.
So it's
Okay, well, let's stay with school. Let's continue at the high school. The theater production, the musical theater is coming up, which is always, it's better than Broadway in many respects because these kids do a fantastic job. So this year's production is Guys and Dolls, and it's going to be held on March 19th and 20th at 7 p.m. And on the 21st, there's a matinee as well at 2 p.m. and at 7 p.m. I would urge people to go and support the program and just actually enjoy it. I mean, you would be surprised at how talented these young people are and what they do.
is there a ticket price and reservations you make, or is it just
Yeah, there is. I guess just
Housatonic Musical Theater Society, correct?
right. Housatonic
Okay.
Musical Theater, and I think you can go online and
HMPS,
find out.
yeah.
Yeah. These kids, as I say, they really do an amazing job. So let's promote that. Okay. So I interviewed this week the Kilty Sisters, which is an interesting story up in Canaan. Rosemary Kilty, who was the former principal of North Canaan Elementary School, and her sister Patricia. They are the registrars of voters in Canaan. So obviously, they are on the both sides, either side of the aisle. And it's really interesting little story. They get along very well. No problems. They keep their political affiliations to themselves, but it's just really interesting to talk to them and see how they work it all out. You can find out who's the Republican and who's the Democrat by, I guess I'll keep that. Well, no, Rosemary is the Republican and Patricia is the Democrat. And they had an interesting time this year because they had to do the recount for the first time. If you remember, there was a three-vote margin for the first selectman's office, and they explained the whole process of having to go through that. So it's just a interesting one of those interesting human interest stories.
And I'm going to invoke Marshall again here, who was always very clear and this he learned from his grandmother, your political affiliation did not define your friendship.
Right. Exactly.
The fact that people have, this is now my interjection, the fact that people, you hear about this and you read articles, oh, well, I can't date that person. He's or she's a, like, this used to be and should be, not a defining characteristic. This used to not be a defining characteristic of a person's personality,
Well,
and it
things have
will. The
changed.
sooner we get back to that, the better.
Yeah, things have changed. That's for sure. It's very
And not
divided now.
just people felt this is like a classic. This is like a classic sucker punch. Oh, let's divide them. Hey, I've got an idea. You're this and you're that. I'm going back to the Sneetches, Dr. Seuss. Go on. What else?
Okay, thank you. Staying in North Canaan, I met up with Jesse Lawrence, who is the new administrative aide. We all know, you know, there was quite an upheaval in Canaan this year with the election and change of guard. And so that office was vacated. There were when Jesse Bunce took over, there was no executive secretary. And so volunteers stepped in and did it, and on a temporary basis. So now we have Jessie Lawrence, who has been hired. She is a local gal. She was Jessie McDonald. I just talked with her, and things are starting to really get settled in that office. And I just think it's kind of funny to have two Jessies in there. We have Jessie Bunce and Jessie Lawrence.
And it ties to the recount, right? From the sisters, because didn't
yeah right so it does.
And my favorite thing that I learned from that is, you know, I didn't realize that the recount only determined who had the title, basically, right? Because
yeah, well, in this case, yeah, because they're
yes.
both on the board, yeah,
right.
Select,
so
well,
so
or
so
select
I
winner.
just
yeah, that's true, yeah.
It all ties together. It's really
Everything
nice to
ties
know
together. Yeah.
Everything you did, it all ties together.
Yep. So the sisters got the vote in and Jesse won. And
now the two Jessies are the official.
And we have two Jessies. So
it's
awesome.
Is one an IE and one an E, or are they both?
Yes.
Both?
Yes, that is correct. Jesse Bunce, our first select, the first selectman is JESSE, and Jesse Lawrence has the IE. So,
all right.
So you have to figure out which Jesse you want when you call up.
Okay.
Kind of fun. Yeah, little
yep.
tidbits of local news. Okay, on the 26th of March, the Salisbury and Sharon Republicans are hosting a candidates meeting for the state candidates running in November, the gubernatorial and the lieutenant and the treasurer and so forth. So that's at from 5 to 7 at the White Hart, for those who are interested in meeting those candidates. In Kent, we're dealing with hydrilla, which is that weed that is being fought up in the Twin Lakes. And actually, they're checking on all the lakes up there in Lakeville and Salisbury for this invasive. And so the Lake Warma group is seeking more money from each of the three towns that surround the lake, which is Washington, Warren, and Kent. And Kent has a small percentage, but still, they're asking for an additional $20,000 in the budget for this prevention of the hydrilla. And I have a feeling it's going to be a controversial topic at budget season. So,
do you know what they're proposing to do with it, the hydrilla? Chemicals or?
You know, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I would assume for $20,000 just for us. Now, Kent, as I say, is the smallest, so the other towns will have more land along the edges, so they'll probably be paying more. I'm assuming.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if you found out that the wave machines really helped?
Yeah. Well, that's rearing its ugly head as well, as you know. And there's a group that's seeking to bring that issue back, actually through the state. So we're going to be dealing with both issues on the lake probably this summer.
Good thing I don't have anything to do with it, because I just tell the two of them to get together and work it out.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you're separate, but you guys figure this out.
Yeah.
And make it cheap.
Well,
that's what I would do.
The lakes are such resources in this area, and people get very, very, you know.
Don't take my flippinesses. No, I am all for peace, and you know, a lake should be a lake, That's just my opinion. Just like you want to, I just think that the original serenity of these natural resources should be the primary objective. But like I said, no one asked me. Just my opinion.
And I think they just had a lake study up at Mudge Pond, or Indian Lake, I believe, as well. I know they're keeping a close eye on that as too. So yeah, these are huge resources. With our conservation of land comes conservation of lakes and waterways. So.
And it's hard to stop a lot of these invasives from getting there, because I know a lot of people will say, oh, the boats they put in and all, but that's not probably the biggest carriers of this stuff would be the waterfowl bringing it in from other areas. So it comes from a lot of places. So it's.
I know they banned, did they not ban these taking your boat? And you have to, they cut off in certain, like Long Pond, you have to, you can't just put your boat in, you have to,
Yeah, no, a lot of them, no, the boats need to be thoroughly cleaned before they come in at all. And again, as I say, it's a tough thing to police, because you have the wildlife itself that can bring this on their flippers and everything. So it's not just, I'm just saying this because it's not just boats, and you can control that boat thing pretty much, but the
Can't
waterfowl,
control, right?
yeah,
Can't control
that's the
most.
tough one. That's they learned that on Lakeville Lake for years. They fed the geese, and then the geese just stopped by all the time, and their entire front yards were full of geese. And you know what comes with that too.
Now there's that was a different, right? There were different invasives. I remember. I mean, the
Yeah,
hydrilla
what
is
was the milfoil
milfoil. That's what
was
it
the
was.
yeah, that was one of the first ones we started hearing about years back. And of course, that to control that, they've been in Salisbury using the machines
It chops it
to
up.
chop off chops up the upper parts of them, then they dump them off on the banks. And because in fact, I think Salisbury owns two of those machines, one for the Twins and one for Lake Wenatskopamek, otherwise known as Lakeville Lake. I just did that so people would know I know how to pronounce Wenatskopamek.
Very
No,
impressive. Can you spell it?
it
Take your
starts with
time.
a W.
That's
Anyway,
great. But that's
anyway.
true. But we've gone through different versions of invasives, and now we have the firefly lantern or something. That's
Yeah,
another
and
coming
well,
out.
and as well, you have invasive species that have been brought in as well. So, you know, we sometimes are our own problem. We don't realize it sometimes, but you know, again, you can do all the mitigation you want on this, but until you can figure out how to control those wild beasts out there, you're probably going to have a hard time taming it.
Well, didn't we take kudzu from Japan to think it was a gift?
But don't forget, and people don't remember this one, Japanese knotweed. Forget. I mean, kudzu is a walk in the park. But once again, you just have to understand that certain things are engineered, and it is up to you, the individual, to figure out what those are and what those aren't. Like the way I got out of that.
All right.
Well, we have been all over the place today.
Having said all that and solved the problems of the universe, it's time to say goodbye.
All right. Well, having done that, I will do that. I'm just going to say, reminder, Ruth, just mentioned HMTS again. The musical theater, Guys and Dolls, did you say it was the 18th, 19th?
19th and 20th and 21.
Okay, 19, 20, 21.
And 21
And
has the matinee.
okay, perfect. All right, and with that, I will say thank you very much to another, no, actually, I'll say thank you very much, Ruth, and then I will say this has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, intrepid, et cetera, reporter on Robin Hood Radio.